Hello, I'm Mr. Red.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Red.
Welcome to SwampSwami.com. Sports commentary and more. Today, stop horsing around. Well, after 21 horses have perished at the Santa Anita horse racing track in Southern California in little more than 2 months this year, the facility finally capitulated and has canceled the horse racing indefinitely while investigators can try to determine the cause of the problems at the racetrack. You think? I'd read about this story a few weeks ago when the tragedy had only reached about 20 horses injured badly enough that they had to be euthanized due to broken bones and other issues while racing on both the dirt and the turf courses at this horse track in California. Where was PETA, you ask? Released today about the track's issue, quote, on Saturday after the 20th horse died at Santa Anita Racetrack, PETA called on Governor Newsom to close the track. Today, following the death of yet another horse, Santa Anita has stated that it is closing until further notice. That's the right thing to do. The track should remain closed until the California Horse Racing Board dumps the drugs entirely, or injured horses whose soreness is masked by legally allowed medication will continue to sustain shattered bones. PETA renews its call for a criminal investigation into the trainers and veterinarians who may have put injured horses on the track leading to their deaths. Well, maybe these guys ought to quite literally stick their heads outside for a while in Southern California, as the track has been subject to heavier-than-seasonal rains over the last 2 months, with nearly 1 foot of rain falling on the Santa Anita racetrack. I grew up near Louisiana Downs in the Shreveport-Bossier City, Louisiana area. When the track first opened up in the pre-casino days of the 1970s, the new horse racing track brought bettors from Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas as the sport of kings grabbed a foothold in the region. Watching live horse racing seemed a lot like going to an afternoon baseball game to me. You'd take some time to study some possible picks, walk around the track to watch the horses slowly come onto the track itself, and then you'd make one of those Wile-E Coyote wagers, knowing that you and you alone were going to be right, and then you'd cheer during the running of the race itself. Repeat 9 or 10 times, and there's your day at the horse racing track. Well, hopefully you'd win a few times to keep your dignity intact by the end of the session and want to return again soon. However, I wanted to wince, though, when I would see horse racing tracks turn sloppy with rain. Most tracks will run the scheduled races in the rain unless there is severe weather like lightning or hail, etc., in the vicinity. The tracks spend a lot of money trying to attempt to provide a relatively safe footing for the horse races. Still, though, it's always seemed a bit dangerous to me. These powerful and beautiful 1,000-pound animals would still run hard even in the rain and the muddy conditions, and you had to wonder how dangerous that was for the horses and, to a lesser extent, the jockeys riding them too. Common sense would tell you that issues at the California racetrack are most likely traceable to their recent heavy rains. However, PETA's concerns about drugs being used in the sport to mask injuries raise another eyebrow of suspicion. According to one source, the cost of the horse itself you might want to purchase can run you up to $60,000. And then if you want to run the horse at a racing track, annual cost of another $60,000 are usually needed to maintain, train, and run your horse, pay the entry fees at the tracks. Annually. The sport of kings indeed. Rich ones. It's good to be the king. Though most casual fans know about horse racing's Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and Belmont races, I was a bit surprised to find that there are still at least 59 horse racing tracks still in seasonal operation around the United States today. Purses offered now are generally lower than in years gone by, and the daily average attendance and wagering has continued to slip over the last 20 years as well. Facing more and more competition from the casino gaming industry, many horse racing facilities have reluctantly embraced adding slot machines and other casino-like bells and whistles to keep the patrons coming back to their location for more action. Though horse racing fans in general tend to be more mature with time on their hands, the sport's negative publicity at Santa Anita track this week certainly won't help the sport grow younger male or female fans either. Let's hope that the entire horse racing industry becomes more serious about the issues seen in California. It just seems logical that everyone, the horses, the riders, and the owners, are better off when the track management considers all of the potential dangers and consequences of attempting to hold races in less than ideal or safe track conditions. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
You never heard of a talking horse? Well, listen to this.
I am Mr.